Hi guys, I have been putting off releasing this episode just because this was a while back and it was before I kind of figured out that my mics cut out every now and then, and so there's just long bouts of silence. Not long, but I mean it's silence, so it's awkward. I will tell you that those bouts of silence are just terrible jokes I'm telling, so you're not missing a plot point. There is one silence towards the end where you're sort of missing some information, but it's not vital, so don't worry. I'm sorry that this happened. This hasn't happened really since, or we're able to catch it since, but I really like this episode, so I wanted to still release it. It's still really fun. So thank you for your patience, because I am actually figuring some stuff out, believe it or not. And things are sort of getting better. So thanks for sticking with me. I love you. Bye.
Okay, now do you hear me?
I do. Do you hear me?
Yes, we finally figured it out after three tries. Okay,
Perfect.
so what I was telling you is, hi, welcome to Allison's Closet, where dreams come true. This is Allison, and with me today is world famous, beautiful cherub, angel baby, Tanel.
Who's in more trouble here, me or you?
Shout out. Well, Tanel is here with me today, and she literally came in a hailstorm to be with me. And we're sitting in basically a dark room because I'm a vampire. And Tanel, do you have anything to say right away?
I don't really know how to podcast.
Okay.
And this is like a new thing for me, but I feel blessed to be a guest and blessed to be in your closet.
Hashtag blessed to be a guest. Okay, so let's get that trending on Twitter. I don't have a Twitter, but if I
Me
did,
neither.
you could get it trending.
Thank you. Thank you.
I had a Twitter for a while, but I just got so overwhelmed with just like sadness all the time. I had to delete it. Don't worry, I have every other form of social media. Okay, I was telling Tanella a story that will prove that I'm a narcissist and full of shame. So basically, I finally got the like minimum amount of stars to have them show up on a review on iTunes. You have to have like at least five people review you. And I'm proud to say at this point in time, I'm at 5 stars because I paid people to rate me. Just kidding. I did not.
But like, who
But
reviewed you?
anyway.
Your mom?
No, my mom doesn't know about this podcast yet because I'll tell you why, and eventually she'll find out and be mad at me. I didn't tell her because I get really excited about a lot of things and I go off on a lot of very strange endeavors, and my mom is always there to support me. But just this one time, I just need to see if this will actually become something I do before I tell her about it.
So valid, so
Because
valid.
otherwise she'll be like, I don't understand it. And I'm like, neither do I, mom. That's the problem. But she's like caught wind of it. And by the time this comes out, she might, hi, mom, she might already know about it. But she's, what is that? Oh, that was the food thing, but it's empty because I
My
forgot to feed the
gosh.
cat.
I thought I was
Shit.
about to die.
I have an automatic feeder because I refuse to wake up at 4 a.m. to feed the cats. So, but now it's empty. Oh well. He won't care. Anyway, so no, my mom did not leave one of those reviews. But I then thought, I wonder if I can like see reviews. And so I wrote myself a review because I thought it would show up like as anonymous. And I just checked before you came over and it was like posted 8 hours ago. And then it had like my name, which is like, it's like Allison ALR because those are my initials. And it popped up as Allison ALR left the comment. I was like, fuck.
Oh no. Oh
I'm the first person to review my own podcast, and so I deleted that shit, and hopefully it will go away.
Oh no. Wait, so do you still like show up though as being like view like
No, because like, so I use a hosting app, and then it distributes throughout. So like, I subscribe to my own podcast on iTunes, and so it doesn't know that I'm the Allison of Allison's Closet. So. It should, but it doesn't. And so, no, it has no idea that that's me, the Allison ALR.
Oh my gosh. So
I'm really hoping by this point it's no longer up.
I mean, it's, yeah. Yeah, I hope it's not up for you either.
I mean, look, I have no shame. I'm proud of this podcast, even though it's stupid, because it's fun to do. And I am not ashamed of that. But I don't think that I should be the first person to review my own podcast.
Maybe not. But I don't think it's stupid. I mean, didn't you get like 137?
Yeah, 147 views on that, or listens on that first day. But that also is probably a mistake. But mm-hmm. I'm going to pretend like it's not a mistake, because now it's up to 190.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. That makes me feel good.
Yeah. And like, yeah, I listen to it a lot, but not 190 times.
Yeah. So there you go. You're
cool. I'm probably only 100 of those 190. Because, well, it's fun to listen back. It's like a video or an auditory diary that I put out into the world. It's whatever.
Yeah, I love it.
Anyway, today my small business / charity, small business charity.
I just went for it. Thank you. Thank you. Oh my gosh.
So today it's J. Selby's. Have you heard of have you been to J. Selby's?
Yes. I've been there once.
Oh my god. What did you get?
Oh my gosh. I got one of their, it's like called like a, not a snow cone, but it's soy clone.
Oh yeah, the soy clone. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Is it good?
It was so good. This is my only disappointment, and it's not J. Selby's, it's the world in general, is that I've lied to myself for years saying that I am okay with brunch food, and I'm not.
Really?
I'm not okay with brunch food. I, like, just, like, if I'm going to go out to eat, I want to eat, like, a burger and fries.
Okay.
And on the weekends, they only have brunch to two. But that's, like, great for, like, 98% of the population.
Okay. I strongly disagree with you, but I will allow you to have your opinions because I love breakfast food no matter what time of day. Mm-hmm. But I think they have, and you have to go back because they're like single and they're double burger. Like,
oh my gosh.
It's a lot. It's so much food. They're double cheeseburger, but it's so worth it. Like, it's all vegan. Obviously the whole restaurant's all vegan, it like has this secret sauce on it. And oh my god, it's so okay. We have to go back. I just decided you and I are going.
Yeah, we're going.
And speaking of J. Selby's, I went there yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
So I was dog sitting for my cousin, and she lives I won't tell you where she lives, but she lives closer to J. Selby's than I do. And so I'm like, oh, I'm fucking going there for dinner. And so I went and got a Crunchwrap Supreme.
Oh my gosh.
Amazing. Sorry, are you getting a phone call?
I'm getting an emergency alert. Flash flood warning. This area till 8:30.
Jesus Christ. Okay, I guess we'll keep going then.
I guess our podcast will go for 12 hours until...
So Nell now lives here.
Yep.
Congratulations, you live in the closet.
Thank you.
So I got a Crunchwrap Supreme, like the Taco Bell Crunchwrap Supreme, but all vegan, and like I don't eat fast food, but I tell myself that like vegan fast food is okay for me.
Yeah.
So it was so good, and it's huge. It's like this big.
Stop. I need that right now.
You can't see how big my hands are, listeners, but it's big. Mm-hmm. I don't know how big a normal Crunchwrap Supreme is, but... I don't know what the comparison is, but it's fucking so good. And they have this really cool thing. I don't remember what it's called, but basically in lieu of tipping, you can buy like a community bowl token. Like, did you see that thing of tokens on the side?
I don't remember. No.
So basically you buy one of those for like $5. And if someone comes in and they can't afford to like buy themselves dinner, they can take one of those tokens as long as there's one in there and like use it for a meal voucher.
Wow.
Isn't that cool? And it's just like this one specific bowl that you get, but it's still so cool. And so they like don't accept tips, which I hate because I like to see but like instead of that, you can buy one of these like tokens and put it in. It's super cool. But yeah, that was just a side note. But yeah, so they are located... Ow! Cat is biting me because... He has no toys in here. Go get a toy. This is great audio. But also, he's just making biscuits in the air right now because he's so cute. Okay.
He's super cute.
Anyway, so it's amazing and it's perfect, and you should go there. It's at 169 North Victoria Street, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55104. Mm. And that's all I have to say about that.
Love it.
Next, I have this note in my phone about weird random thoughts that I have because, Lord, I have a lot of them. And some of them are valid and some of them are not. So today I want to bring one of those up.
I can't wait.
Buckle in, girlfriend. I'm putting you on the spot right here. And if you don't know right away, it's okay. What is a word that you hate? Do you want me to go first?
You know,
like, do you want to think about it?
I don't really need to, but I feel like it's the classic moist word. Yeah, it was moist. Mm-hmm.
So I actually wrote, most people hate the word moist, but I hate the word signage.
Ooh, interesting.
So I used to work at Hallmark Cards. Shout out Hallmark. Maggie's Hallmark. Maple Grove, Minnesota. Now closed. And one thing I heard a lot was signage. And I literally thought Hallmark made it up. And I was like, that is a disgusting word. And I never want to hear it again. Mm-hmm. Count or shoot to 100 years later, what is happening? Or whatever it is now. Oh, my God.
The cat's crawling up.
The cat's attacking me. But I thought not signage is just, like, a real fucking word that people use. And it is, for some reason, just so disturbing to me.
Yeah. You know, I'm sorry you feel that way. I actually use that word on a daily basis at work.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I work for real estate company.
Shout out commercial real estate.
Yeah, Colliers International, and I do marketing stuff, and some of that marketing stuff includes ordering, dun-dun-dun, signage. So sad. I have two words
for you to know.
Yeah.
Quit now. I couldn't think of, like, just quit your job, okay?
I know.
It's honestly as simple as that. Okay, one final thing I wanted to do that I forgot to tell you about before we started. Are you familiar with this book?
I've, like, seen it, and it looks cute, but no.
It's called All My Friends Are Dead, and my friend got it for me for my birthday because he thought it was a perfect representation of my life.
All
My Friends Are Dead, just because I'm really negative, and I don't know. So I'm going to read you basically just, like, goofy stuff, like, all my friends are puddles, and it's, like, a snowman, and all my friends are Kentucky Fried, and it's a chicken. So I'm going to read you a page, and I want you to guess what the page is.
Okay. I love this.
This might be a disaster. All my friends are hoaxes. You have three guesses. What do you think is on this page?
A hoax?
All my friends are hoaxes. Da, na, na. I'll sing some music for you.
It's not like Nessie, like the Loch Ness Monster. That is
blank guess, but it is not.
This is so hard. A hoax. Oh my gosh. What if I'm stumped after one guess?
That's okay, I'll just tell you.
Okay.
It's a Yeti.
Okay, so I was, like, on the right path.
You were actually much closer than I thought you would get.
Okay.
Do you want to do one more page?
I do.
This is really fun for me.
I really like this, too.
Also, my eye is being weird.
Whatever.
Oh, here we go. Did you see it?
I don't think so.
Okay, good. All my friends will be dead within 24 hours. I hope I'm not subconsciously singing a real song.
Oh, I don't think I am. You're probably just making it up, but you should trademark it. All my friends are dead in 24 hours.
All my friends will be dead within 24 hours. Listeners, what do you think? Call in.
I feel like it's like sunlight, sun rays.
Interesting, but wrong.
What is it?
Because they don't, like, die. Sun rays don't die.
What dies within 24 hours? My dreams.
Tanel, you're right. It's my dreams.
Shit.
You have one more guess. You have one more guess.
Santa. What?
That honestly is the stupidest guess I've ever heard in my entire life. The answer is a fruit fly.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Not Santa. But you know what? You tried. And that is the end of that segment. All my friends are dead. Guess the page.
Perfect. Love
Which
it.
Which is honestly one of the best games you can play for an auditory medium.
I love it.
So now we're going to take a super quick break so I can feed the cat because I forgot to feed him. And we'll be right back. Okay, bye. I was at my cousin's, and so I could use her refrigerator water, which is like gold water. Oh, I miss that so much. All right,
Tragic.
Guys, we're back. Hopefully you didn't go anywhere. We actually didn't either, but we're back anyway.
Yeah.
Honestly, transitions are definitely my strength.
100%.
Transitioning.
I think so.
Hashtag blessed to be a guest.
Blessed to be a guest.
But like blessed and guest, do they technically rhyme? Blessed.
Est and guest. Yeah, I think so.
Even though it's a D and a T.
I think so.
Blessed. I don't know. English is not my first language. No, I'm just kidding.
But that would be much more impressive. You should just go with it.
I think I'm just going to start saying that. And people will be like, but you were born in Phoenix.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was born in Phoenix.
You could tell everyone your first language was Spanish. There's a large Mexican population. It's so close to the border.
No, it's very true. And if I still lived there, I'm sure I would speak Spanish. But alas, here I am. I actually, when I was in school, oh my God. So I took my sophomore year of high school, I took freshman Spanish, Spanish 1. So I'm like a year behind in Spanish. And then a group of my friends are like, we're going to take Spanish over the summer. And I was
what?
Like, so that they could take all 4 years of Spanish. Look, I was friends with a lot of really fancy, smart people. And I pretended like I was one of them for 4 years.
Nice.
And that was that. And so then I was like, oh yeah, I want to do that too. And then so we did like a bunch of Spanish in the summer, and I literally learned nothing because I hate school. And so like I learned nothing, and I cheated on my entrance exam, and I made it into Spanish 3.
Wow.
And I didn't know like anything.
How did you do in Spanish 3 then?
Oh, Tanel, I did so bad. And my teacher's like, you know, you should maybe consider taking Spanish 2 again. And I'm like, how dare you?
No.
Actually, I don't know if I cheated. I don't think I cheated on my entrance exam. And it wasn't like a formal entrance exam. It was just like a deal we had with the Spanish teacher. Like, okay, well, if you pass this, then you can go into Spanish 3 and skip Spanish 2. So I don't know what happened, but I ended up in Spanish 3, and I actually didn't learn anything in Spanish 2.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, are you yawning?
Yeah, sorry. I wasn't bored. I just
Am I boring you?
No, you're not.
Everyone always comes here and then they yawn, and you're yawning very early. Okay, I need to get started. Excuse me. I got really distracted by that story that I thought was funny.
It is. It's funny.
Thank you. I need that. I need to be told I'm funny all the time.
All the time, you're funny.
The hashtag blessed to be a guest.
Yep.
So this episode is called Men Against Fire. Season 3, episode 5.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. So we open on a pretty girl, and she's like walking near her house, and we find out that our main character is dreaming. His name is Stripe, like on a flag.
Huh.
Hashtag happy Memorial Day.
Yeah. Happy. Bless. Thanks for serving, everyone.
Hashtag bless. Thanks for serving.
Yeah.
I'm sure I have a lot of military alum listening. Hashtag bless. Anyway, he's having a pleasant dream, but then he's like woken up by an officer, and they find out they're going to go roach hunting.
Ew.
A roach hunting mission, because there was a break. And roaches are not like literal cockroaches. They're like these weird, creepy. We'll learn more about them later.
Oh.
Never mind. They're just not like bugs.
Okay.
So they're on their way out, and all the soldiers are like heckling Stripe because it's his first mission. They're like, oh, don't be scared when you meet a roach. Ooh, don't shit your pants.
Wow.
Are you upset by the bullying?
No, not at all.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's not what I expected to hear, but I'll keep going. Yikes. They end up at this like weird thing, like what looks like a refugee camp, and everyone's speaking Dutch. And then the captain turns on this really cool translator device on her like vest. And then they just both speak in their native languages and it translates for them.
So cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Yeah. Screw Spanish 3.
The captain is like talking to them and they Jesus, what the hell is that? Ghost.
We're gonna die.
There's a ghost in here.
God help.
I'm the ghost. That was so fucking stupid.
No.
So anyway.
Oh my god.
It's I'm good.
Not funny.
No, I love you.
God. Okay, so they find out that the roaches stole their supplies, and like now that the roaches have even been in their camp, they have to burn the whole thing to the ground. Like they have to burn all their supplies because like no civilians will eat anything from that the roaches have touched. They won't like they just won't use the supplies anymore because it's tainted.
Oh no. Mm-hmm. I'm so interested.
Yeah, you should be. So then this lady comes up to Stripe and she's like a Dutch woman and she's holding a baby and she's like, stop them. Stop them. And he's like, okay, I will.
Gosh.
And I'm like, that seems a little cocky because you have never done this before. Mm-hmm. So maybe mm-hmm. don't promise Dutch women that you're going to kill the roaches.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
What?
Then they find out that there's this guy, Heinrich.
Ooh.
German, love I'm it. Assuming. Austrian, maybe. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just stop throwing like countries out.
Yeah.
So he's suspected to be harboring and hiding some roaches in his home. Ooh. So it's sort of like World War II-esque, like someone's hiding the enemy, so they have to like go find the enemy.
In the German's home.
Oh, it's kind of twisted.
Yeah. It seems... okay. Interesting.
I mean, he might not be German. Yeah. I also might have made that up. But let's say he is.
Okay.
Whoa, look at this connection we just made. Okay, so now we find out about something called the Mass system. M-A-S-S. Like church mass? Mm-hmm. This is not church. We find out about the Mass system. Basically... it's this implant that the soldiers all have in their brains, which is pretty common in Blackbeard.
Yeah.
Inserts in your brain. And they're able to, like, see stats and just, like, see a bunch of stuff as a screen in front of them. They're able to do a ton of things because of this mask. But, like, right now they're just looking at stats of the home, of Heinrich's home. And they can, like, see the layout of inside the home. It's so creepy. But they can, like, see this all through their eyes. Ooh. Like, their eyes gloss over.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's I hate it. It's so creepy.
Weird.
And so then, they use a drone. And you can, like, she looks through her eyes because it's fucking Black Mirror. That's what I wrote.
Gosh.
And they shoot this boomer into the house. And that's, like, how you can see the outline of the house. Like, it somehow scans the whole, like, blueprint of the house. And they see it on their mask. Oh, that's so
weird.
Creepy.
Weird.
Okay. So they make a plan and they are going in. They get into the house because he's, like, I don't have anything to hide. You can come in. We're got nothing to hide.
Okay, Heinrich.
The problem is there's not really any British accents in this episode, and usually I break up my British accent, but I can't in this episode. And I'm a little upset about it, but I'll keep going. So the captain is, like, talking to Heinrich, and the soldiers are walking around and looking for roaches. And there's, like, two scenes unfolding at the same time, right? We find out that the roaches have, quote-unquote, shit in their blood. And I don't think that means, like, literal shit in their blood, like in Book of Mormon. Like,
yeah.
Dysentery.
Like, blood in their shit, you mean?
I guess that's what dysentery is.
Wait, I'm sorry. Wait, is there shit in their blood or is there blood in their shit?
No. There's literally neither.
Okay.
No, I meant like when you get dysentery, it's because you drank like shit filled water.
Yes.
And then you have bloody poop. But basically,
oh,
I just meant, this was not supposed to go on a rant about dysentery. What I was trying to say was, she's like, the captain's like, they have shit, well, they have shit in their blood. Like, why are you hiding them? Like, they have to be eliminated. Mm-hmm. But I was just trying to be clear that I don't think it's literal shit in the blood.
Okay. Sorry, I got a little confused.
Don't be sorry. I'm the one who made the dysentery joke and it did not land.
I think it landed and I think everyone's laughing.
Everyone's like, oh, that was the best dysentery joke we've ever heard. So I think it basically just means that they have like bad DNA. Okay.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So then the soldiers end up finding the roaches in a like secret hidden room and they call it the roach nest.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, we found the fucking roach nest.
Can you say that again? Nosferatu?
Nosferatu. It's no. Like this old vampire, and it has like the bat ears and like the all white face.
Yeah, okay, I'm getting the image.
Like picture like Bat Boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just picture Bat Boy. So they all look like that, and these like scary roaches. And so immediately they're like, the soldiers start shooting and they start killing the roaches and all the screeches from them, and they're just nasty. But this guy starts holding up this light in front of Stripe, like this weird little device, and it's a green light, and Stripe is just trying to kill him because he thinks this guy is trying to kill him. I mean, it's a roach, and so he finally kills him with his knife. He like gets really close to him, Stripe does, and he kills him with his knife, and then he finally kills him, and he picks up this device and he like shines it in his eyes, and he's like, oh, what, whoa, and he's like, whoa, you can't see what I'm doing, audience, but to now can it, whoa, it's very convincing.
Yeah.
But basically it blinds him for a second and he gets like a weird headache, and then at the same time Heinrich like hears all this going on. He like cuts the captain's arm and tries to escape, but he doesn't. And so, oops, I already said that part. Jumping ahead. Oh, yeah, I already said that. Pretend like I can edit this out, but I can't. Okay, so the main girl, we find out her name is Ray, like R-A-Y, Ray. Okay. And she's, like, threatening to kill Heinrich, and she's trying to scare him. And Stripe walks in. He's like, well, that's a civilian. You can't just kill a civilian. She's like, yeah, I was fucking with them. Like, shut the fuck up. And so then they take him away. They take Heinrich away because he's a prisoner now. And they torch the entire place because there are roaches there. So they have to torch the whole house.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And they're all like really proud of Stripe because he got two roaches. Like he killed two of them on his first mission out. And especially like with a knife. So they're all very impressed with him. So they were making fun of him. But look at where he is now, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I mean, Tanel was pro bullying, but now look at her. She's so embarrassed.
I mean, I'm like not pro bullying, but in real life, IRL. But I just like, I think that there are a lot of worse things in the media, so that's why I was letting it slide.
Okay, yeah, I won't judge you. I mean, there's no judgment on Alice's Closet.
I see your eyes.
You can only see my eyes.
Barely.
So, we find out that the part of the mass system, remember the thing in their brain, is like a reward system. So basically while they're dreaming, they get like sexy dreams programmed into their heads.
Stop.
So that they like sleep well and they have like good dreams. You know what I mean? So they like wake up refreshed.
It's, oh my gosh, love it. So since
he killed two roaches, he gets like an extra sexy dream.
Yeah.
Except while he's dreaming, he gets this like weird flash of a roach and like a glitch, and then he wakes up. And he wakes up and it's never mind, that's too soon. I almost just like jumped ahead. So, hey, what are you doing over there? What's happening?
Nothing. I just was
I'm not yelling at you.
I was just like putting my head against this. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I'm ruining everything.
Stop making the noise.
I wasn't trying to. I'm so sorry. It was an accident.
If you're feeling blessed to be a guest, are you still feeling blessed to be a guest now that I'm yelling at you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good answer. Okay, we'll keep going. Okay. So the next day we start to learn he is literally snoring next to me, by the way, this cat, because he's so cute.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, I'll keep going. So we learn more about Ray, which is some boring exposition. But they're on the shooting range and suddenly Stripe shoots, but he like misses and he gets another glitch and he gets a headache and he like misses the shot. Ooh. And they're walking up this, oh, now they're doing push-ups and he gets another glitch. Like he just keeps getting these glitches. Mm-hmm. And his captain notices that he's like acting kind of weird and she's like, why don't you go to sick bay? And he's like, okay. So he goes to sick bay. I don't know why I said it like that. He just said it normally. Cool. So he goes to sick bay and they run a diagnostic on his brain, like on his mass. And yeah. The doctor's like, well, your mass looks perfect. Like everything's fine. And he's like, yeah, but I like still feel really weird. Like something weird is happening. So they send her to a therapist. And the therapist is like, well, tell me like what happened with, and he like retold the story about his killings. And the guy's like, it was your first time out. You're probably just stressed out. Like, let's just have you, let's just do some, we'll make sure you have a really good dream tonight.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah.
Like suddenly wakes up again and he sits on the edge of his bed and he just like looks, this is just a cool visual, he like looks over all the soldiers all sleeping in their bunks and they're all just like sleeping on their backs completely tucked in the same and all their hands are twitching, like that's just something that happens when they dream. And it's just really creepy that he's just like sitting up and all the soldiers are just like sleeping and twitching. Oh, it's so creepy. Oh,
yikes.
It's really creepy. And okay, here we go. Now they find out, because Heinrich just like told, he broke pretty easy. Mm-hmm. He's like, here's where all the roaches are hiding. So they get to the building where they're gonna like do some recon and see what's going on in this like hideout area. Mm-hmm. And they're at this place and suddenly Stripe can like smell grass. He's like playing with the grass and he's like, I can smell this. He's like, they turn off their sense of smell with this mass.
Oh
yeah. So he's like, I can smell this grass. And she's like, and Ray's like, okay, who fucking cares? And suddenly the captain is murdered by a roach sniper, because they can be fucking snipers, the roaches. So she's just like murdered suddenly. No, sorry, the captain.
Okay.
I didn't never learn her name. She was just like, now she's dead.
But she's a woman, so that's badass.
She is a woman, and like, yeah, she's super cool. I don't remember what her name was, but now she's dead, so it doesn't matter. So Ray like grabs the drone from her dead body and she's like looking and she sees the roach on the drone and the roach like shoots her drone down. Ooh. With his rifle. It was so creepy.
Ugh.
And you like see this creepy roach holding a gun and it's terrifying. So they plan to run into the building and she's like, cover me, man, cover me. Oh. And then, but then he glitches and she's like, okay, the fuck are you doing? Why are you not covering me? I'm getting shot with bullets.
Oh my gosh.
But he like keeps glitching and so he can't like focus. Like he keeps getting these weird migraine headaches suddenly. Uh-oh. And like seeing things. And so they get inside the building and they case the fucking joint where you like go in with your elbows and like, you know what I mean?
You were describing it, but I don't know what casing the fucking joint means.
You're gonna case the joint.
Oh, is that what they say?
No, in the show? I just said it.
Oh, okay. I'm such a loser. I don't know.
So now, it's very clear that you're not the loser here, and that the jokes that I thought were funny when I wrote these notes were only funny because it's 8 o'clock in the morning.
You know, I mean, no, I think they're really good, Allison. Especially the case, the joint one.
Let's go back. Let's pretend like I can edit this out. They go inside the building and they case the fucking joint. No, you're supposed to laugh.
Oh, sorry.
We are nailing it. So they go inside.
So good.
inside the place, and they get into this room with just like a bunch of plans and electronics, and like you can tell the roaches are building stuff. Like they're intelligent enough to like build this weird, these build to weird devices. And she's like, "The fuck is this?" Then Stripe goes off on his own, and he meets this lady, and she's just a normal lady, and he's like, "Dude, you gotta get out of here." He's like, "You gotta run. There are roaches in here." And she's like, okay. And she just like starts to run away, and she leaves the room, and suddenly Ray shoots her brains out, and she's dead. And Stripe is like, "Why the fuck did you do that? That was a civilian." And she's like, "Let's go. We gotta keep going. We gotta keep going." And Ray is literally just like, they walk into a room and they see a bunch of roaches, and Ray is just like gunning down roaches. And Stripe is like, "What are you, like, why are you doing this?" Because he's seeing all these people, and he's like, "Why are, stop, what are you doing?" And then he sees this lady and her son, and he's like, "You have to get out of here. Like, why are you people in here? There are roaches in here." And so he helps this lady get outside, and he does this by, Ray comes in with her gun. Okay.
Yeah.
And she's like, "I just want to make sure you're still alive."
Yeah, yeah.
Are you just trying to figure all this out? Because yeah, there's much stuff.
There's so much going on.
Sorry. So Stripe is in a room with a woman and her son, and he's like, just normal people. And he's like, "You got to get out of here." Then Ray comes in with her gun, and she's trying to kill these people. And he's like, "Stop. Like, what are you fucking doing?" So she shoots him in the side, but he, like, they're in a fight. Ray and Stripe, she shoots him in the side, and he knocks her out. Okay. So he then he gets these people, and he's like, "Let's go, we have to get out of here, we have to get out of here." So they run out of the building, and then Ray wakes up with a gasp.
Oh. Oh. Yeah.
Life.
Yeah.
And she's super pissed because he basically just deserted her and tried to kill her.
Wow.
So she sees them running for cover with Stripe, and they get to the vehicle, okay? Because they came in, like, an armored vehicle. So the lady is, like, really fucking scared because this is just an irrational soldier, like, just throwing her and her son into a vehicle and not killing them. And she's like, "What the fuck is going on?" Also, Stripe was shot, so he is losing blood rapidly, and he, like, is driving and starts to pass out, okay?
Okay.
Eventually, he passes out.
Oh, my gosh. So not good.
But this lady, like, gets him out of the car and carries him to, like, the safe space. She's a malnourished Dutch woman, like, carrying a soldier because she... Hashtag mother strength.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. Mother beautiful. Strength. It's beautiful.
Wow.
A mother strength.
It's great.
Isn't that thing where, like, moms can lift cars off of babies?
Yeah, I think that's true. It's called, like,
a mother strength.
Yeah, or adrenaline. I think, I don't know. I think we should Google it.
No, we're not Googling anything in this closet. Everything that happens just happens organically. No Google allowed.
Okay. No. Well, I'm going to Google it when we're done.
You're dead to me. All right, let's keep going. Because now shit's going to get really weird, okay?
Okay.
So he comes to, and the lady is, like, taking care of him, and she's dressing his wound. And the lady is terrified because she, like, doesn't know what's going on. And then she looks at him, and she's like, "Do you see me?" And he's like, "Yeah, like, of course I see you. Like, what is wrong with you?" She's like, "You don't see a roach?" He's like, "Well, no, you're not a roach. Roaches don't talk. Like, you're a person." Okay. Oh, then we fucking find out that the army put this mass system into their heads, and it basically wipes out their senses. And they see civilians that are less than as roaches so that they're easier to kill.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. And they don't have a sense of smell because then they can't smell all the blood and shit and gore going on around them. All they see are these Nosferatu creatures that are, like, wailing at them. But they're not wailing. They're begging for their lives, but, like, with this mass system in their brains, they don't see any of that.
Wow.
Okay. So the implant is making him see all of this.
Yeah.
Let's cut to Ray. Ray finds the truck. She's a good tracker. We learned all about that in the beginning. It's called exposition, and I don't have time for that shit.
Yeah.
But that explains why she could find them, even though they were in a car. So he finds out that the villagers, like the people, remember in the beginning when they go into that refugee camp, and there were all those civilians in there.
Yeah.
Those were just normal people that they saw.
Yeah.
Well, they find, what's his name, Stripe, finds out that the civilians don't see roaches. They see other civilians. But since they've been told that these people are roaches and are dangerous, then they want them dead just as much as the people who actually see them as roaches.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
It does feel very like World War II.
Yeah, it's I'm sure that's where they got some of like the influence. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And so, okay, so now Ray finds some blood of his, and oh, that was just back to Ray. Now she finds some blood. She's just still tracking them.
Yeah.
That's not that important. I don't know why they wrote that down. It's important. So they started doing these DNA checks. Basically, like, they keep saying pre-war, and it's basically another universe, so it's early 20th century that all this starts happening.
Yeah.
So World War II. I don't know, when did World War II happen?
1945 is when World War II ended.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, the time kind of matches up. But basically, they started doing these DNA checks and all this stuff. And if you weren't a certain strength, then you were a roach and you couldn't breed and you had to be eliminated. And we'll learn more about that a little bit later.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. So now Ray finds the roach nest. This nice lady is, like, taking care of him, of Stripe, and she, like, takes away his gun and... Stripe is like, or and she's like, now you see me, now you know that I'm real.
Yeah. The two people that were helping him.
Yep, the lady and her son.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And Stripe is like, what are you doing? Like, they aren't real. This isn't real. And Ray's like, tell me that I shouldn't kill you. Because basically, he just abandoned her and tried to kill her.
Yeah.
She's like, tell me that I shouldn't kill you. And Stripe goes, none of this is true, Ray. None of it is true. And she goes, fuck you. And then she knocks him out.
Oh.
A page.
Wow. Wow.
Now we're in a military prison. Or just like an all-white room. And the therapist comes in and he's like, hey, buddy, we owe you an apology. We didn't notice the glitch in your mask, but we see it now. Oopsies, but I brought you some coffee.
Oh my gosh. I'm just like nervous.
And the therapist tells him about the device. Oh, I'm sorry. Stripe had mentioned the device to the therapist because he just like didn't remember that green light.
Yeah.
Because he just didn't think it was. He's like, yeah, I saw this weird device. And so now jump forward again. The therapist is like, yeah, we found that device that you found in the house you were in. Like they were, or the building, they were manufacturing them there.
Yeah.
They were using like old drone pieces and redesigning them to become this light that when they put it in the soldier's eyes, it fucks with the code of the mask. And then they could see the people.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm sure you put that all together already, but
yeah, but it's important because not everyone's as smart as I am.
But that's very true, including me. But that's what is being explained to him right now, basically. And he's like, and then what's his name? Stripe says they look just like us, and the psych is like, yeah, of course they do, and that's why they're so dangerous.
What?
Mm-hmm. And then, oh, and here's where we find out. Back in the 20th century, people... here we go. This is what it was. Don't worry, I wrote these notes and I don't, and I'm shocked by them myself. So we find out that back in the early 20th century, people wouldn't fire their weapons. And if they did, they would just fire over people's heads because they just felt, you know, they don't want to kill somebody.
Yeah. They're
human nature, like human nature is empathy. And so they did some stuff and then the stats improved over time. And then they came up with this thing and the stats improved 100% because you eliminate the need for empathy because they aren't real people. Right.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. So they also touch on PTSD because he says, well, people would come back and even if they were able to kill the enemy, they were just full of PTSD and they couldn't handle it. And so what he said was they come back all messed up, just quite sensitive of him. So they develop the mass and he says, it's a lot easier to pull the trigger when you're looking at the boogeyman.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now we find out that what makes a roach is the following. Having higher rates of cancer, MS, criminal tendencies, something like that in your DNA. Like, say that my whole family lineage had cancer in it, then I'd be considered a roach and I would be eliminated. Or say that there was sexual deviancy in my past, then I would be considered a roach and I would be eliminated. Or even like if you have multiple sclerosis, you're considered a roach, you should not be breeding, and you are eliminated.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Roach is like, you've been fucking lying to us this whole time and blah, blah, blah. And the psychiatrist is like, no, 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 no. You agreed to all of this. And Stripe's like, no, I didn't. And he turns on this video. And it's of Stripe before he signed up for the army. And it's just this like old, or it's this like young kid. He's probably 18 years old. And he's just like, oh, cool. Like, well, you want me to sign up for this thing? Like, that's pretty cool. And he's just like a dumb kid. He doesn't know any better.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're basically like, okay, well, you signing up for this mass agrees to all this and blah, 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 blah. By giving us your thumbprint, you're consenting to blah, blah, blah. And he's such a dumb fucking kid. He's just like, oh, that's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
You just want me to say, give me my thumbprint? He's like, yep, and you won't have any memory of this ever happening. This will be erased from your memory. And he's like, dope, man, let's do it.
Oh, my gosh.
And Stripe is like, why don't I remember any of this? And the guy's like, yeah, of course you don't remember this. We wipe this from your memory.
Wow.
Yep, and Stripe is... Why can't I see anything? And the guy's like, oh, you'll see something when I want you to see something. He's like, I can control anything and everything you do with this mass in your brain. You can't fucking do anything about it because you gave us your thumbprint. You agreed to all of this. Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yep. And so he's like, here are your options. Did I print a completely blank page? Oh, no, I didn't. Okay. Here are your two options. You can have your mass reset and this last couple days completely wiped from your memory. Or you can go to prison. And he's like, yeah, I'm not fucking forgetting any of this. I'm going to prison. And then the guy's like, okay, well, while you're in jail, you can remember everything that you did. And he starts replaying the scene from the from the farmhouse without the mass.
Oh, no.
He sees the roach nest without the filter. So he sees himself literally murdering people, humans, people begging for their lives. He can smell the blood. He can see everything. And he's panicking because he like sees what he did and he sees the dude that he stabbed with his knife over and over and all this shit. And so the guy says, if you choose to be incarcerated, then you can watch this for the rest of your life.
Oh my gosh.
And Stripe becomes submissive as fuck because he just witnessed himself murdering two humans for no reason.
Wow.
and agrees to have his mass reset.
Wow.
New scene. Sorry. New scene. Stripe is in a car. He's in his uniform. He has been discharged from the army with honorable mention.
Honorable mention.
He's been like, he has this whole army uniform on, and he gets in. He gets out of the car, and he's looking at this like beautiful house, the one from his dreams, and he's walking towards the house, and then we see what he doesn't really like, what's really there, and it's really just a rundown house with a bunch of graffiti all over it. But since he has that mass in his brain, that's not what he sees. And he sees the girl, and he sees the girl come out of the house that, like, from his sexy time dreams.
Yeah.
So, like, obviously the lady he loves. And she's not really there in real life. He just sees her with his mass.
What?
And all we see, it ends with him looking at this house. And we see it how it really is, which is just a rundown house full of graffiti that he's going home to. And that's fucking Black Mirror.
I have, like, no words. I don't know who writes this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, like, get it.
And, like, here's the thing. I'm not going to get into a whole fucking conversation about the military. But you take a... No, okay. No, I won't do this on this podcast.
Okay. That's valid.
I won't have this conversation.
Oh,
you can email me at allisonsclassicpodcast@gmail.com if you want to have this conversation with me, but only if you agree with me. Anyway, moving on.
Oh my gosh.
Here's my question to you, Tanel. Mm-hmm. Do you feel sick? Do you feel uncomfortable? How are you feeling?
I feel numb, honestly.
Good. That's how I want you to feel.
Yeah.
That means I did my job. I put this cat to sleep, which means I'm boring as fuck.
That's not what I would say, but...
Okay, no, I mean... You know, I'm glad.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Well, Chanel, thank you so much for coming to my closet and for leaving feeling quite nauseous and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
We're going to end this not on a positive note, but with me plugging my social media.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know if it's ironic because of Black Mirror and how fucked up it is about technology. But anyway, you can follow me on Instagram at Allison's Closet Podcast, or you can email me at allisonsclosetpodcast@gmail.com. Tanel, do you have anything you want to add? Are you okay?
I just think I deserve a lot of ice cream or Chick-fil-A right now. But
okay.
But... No, I'm just blessed to be a guest.
Oh, my God. I feel like this was not a very funny episode, but it got the point across. So, you know, it is what it is.
It was a great time. I had a great time.
Well, I'm glad you are here.
I'm so glad to be here.
I'm sorry that you're leaving feeling so distraught, but that's life, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Life is upsetting. But would you hear that?
It's beautiful sounding.
I need to work on this ending.
I'll give you a review.
Thank you. Yeah. So I won't be the only person who's reviewed myself?
Yeah, for sure. It'll be like me, you, and your dad.
Just like my whole family.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay, well anyway, thanks for listening to Allison's Closet. Sorry, this was so fucking depressing, but... I mean, what else are you going to ask for when you come into Allison's Closet but to leave feeling really sick and uncomfortable? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks for listening. Tanel, thanks for joining us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.